USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are paying their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. The event was a bit of a surprise as the president had no public event scheduled for Monday. Alveda King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., reminds us how we should remember her uncle.
I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. As the partial government shutdown continues, more and more TSA agents are calling in sick. By last count, the number was right around 10%. And TSA agent James Keyes tells Fox News, going into work and not getting paid, it's becoming a challenge.
You go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Americans consumed less alcohol in 2018 for the third consecutive year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The findings come from IWSR, the leading global beverage, alcohol data, and analytics firm based in London. Randy Rand of IWSR tells us it's beer consumption that is down 1.5%.
If you look at volume share, 78% of total volume share of beverage alcohol consumption in the U.S. is beer.
Conversely, consumption of wine and spirits has increased.
Wine and spirits have been growing pretty strongly over the past 20 years or so, even some subsegments of beer.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is paying his respects to the four Americans killed in a suicide bombing in Syria. The president traveled to Dover Air Force Base to meet with the families of the fallen. Retired U.S. Army Ranger Sean Parnell says this is part of being the commander-in-chief.
So much about being a successful commander in the military is just about showing up when the times are tough.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A tenured University of Colorado professor recently delivered a speech raising public awareness about the prevalence of a liberal bias across college campuses. Joshua Dunn is a political science professor at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. He tells Fox News why he felt it was vital to bring up the lack of diversity during his speech.
Certainly. So I think it's important both for teaching and for research. If you think about the university, those are the two most important things that we do. And if we're training the next generation of leaders, we really do need to make certain that students are exposed to a wide range of ideas. As well, if you're generating research, if you don't have people trying to point out some of the errors in your research, then there are going to be dangers that you're going to consolidate around opinions or viewpoints that are really incorrect.
Professor Dunn was then asked if he expects that there will be more conservative or libertarian leading professors on college campuses.
I don't think it's going to change anytime soon, because if you're going to get conservative professors, you need to get conservatives going into graduate school. And I think there are a lot of conservative students who just really aren't interested in a career in higher education, or they're afraid that they'll be discriminated against because of their politics. So I don't think it'll change anytime soon. But there is an effort, particularly by many people on the left in the university, to try and generate a greater range of viewpoints. There's a great organization called Heterodox Academy that was founded by progressive scholars to really take on this problem.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.